All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy gloomy Monday to you. Wheeler is out until Wednesday, is that right?
Yep.
His dad had some surgery, so he's helping to take care of his dad. Rachel is back from Japan. First day back. Welcome home.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
You seem good.
Yeah, it was a great trip, and I got plenty of sleep this weekend, which was key to having a good day today. Yeah. So I'm really happy to be back. Anytime I take like an extended period of time off work, it's just so nice to kind of like reset and be, you know, I'm so thankful for this job. This is such a cool career to have, and just gaining a little perspective being away is just nice, and you come back refreshed. So it's really good.
Yeah, you start to feel kind of disconnected.
Oh, absolutely. I started to week two of the trip. I'm just like, I don't remember where I live anymore. Yeah. Like, all I do is travel around Japan. Uh-huh. So
this is what I do.
Yeah. It's nice to be back and in the swing of things.
Highlights?
Probably the best thing we did was we went to a sumo tournament, and this is the second one we've gone to.
Did you watch or compete?
I just watched, but we were there for like 7 hours and it didn't feel that long. It's just so fun. The energy is great and there's so much great food, and I'm just learning about the different wrestlers and like picking my favorites and stuff.
Fun.
So it was really, really a great time.
Yeah, you gotta imagine the food's pretty good at a sumo tournament.
they have a lot of stuff. They have like sushi, and they have yakitori, which is like grilled chicken, and they have something called chenko nabe, which is what the sumo wrestlers eat to like beef up. And it's just like a porridge type thing. And you can go to the basement and get a bowl of that. So we started by doing that and then ate tons of other snacks too. So it was really fun.
Is it like a stadium?
Yeah, it's a stadium that holds, I think, 11,000 people.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a stadium, and it's
she got me watching it on television a couple months ago in our office.
Compelling, yeah. Is it?
It really is.
Yeah.
Because the matches last seconds.
Oh.
And then they get paid. The winner gets paid in cash on the spot. So it's kind of cool.
Wow.
Yeah, the higher ups do it. Like the amateurs, they don't really get paid at all. Or I don't understand how their pay structure works, but it is cool. Like the professionals, they hand them like a stack of envelopes and then they like hand it over to one of the guys on their team. It's kind of cool to witness.
So it's a league, right? Or is it just like individual matches and that's it?
That's a great question. I know there's different like statuses you reach, but I'm not sure. And you know, like people come up in, it's called a stable. They come up in different stables and then they can reach like the Juryo League and other leagues. But
do you know the status of what you saw?
Yeah.
Like is it like the top of the...
These are like the guys. Like
the big leagues.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was really fun.
Do you have to hit a certain weight to qualify?
I don't think you need to be a certain weight to qualify. It's just you should be if you want to tussle with
these big guys.
Yeah, I can tell you though, having watched it quite a bit with Rage, the big guy doesn't always win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple of smallish guys that...
Yeah, there was in the like more amateur... Because earlier in the morning, it's like not the professionals. It's like people just building up. And there was one guy he didn't really have like fat on his body. He was just very buff. But he was smaller than this other guy he was going up against. But he was real, like, you could tell he had like stretched out real good and he was like ready to go. And he won his match like handily. So
nice.
It's just all about strategy. And, you know, it's cool. It's fun learning about it. It's a cool sport.
Andrew, you didn't go to Japan, but you went to Olive Garden.
Oh. I did go to Olive Garden. That's my
Japan of Bridgeton.
That's my international trip.
How was it?
Well, I was family when I was there. That was nice. I love me some Olive Garden. It's you know what you're getting. Even if like what you're getting isn't necessarily good, like you know what you're getting.
Man, there's your first live.
Jeez. Yeah, right.
It's my wife's favorite restaurant.
Oh.
Probably. I think it is just fine. I think it's a fine place to go if you want to eat spaghetti.
No.
Do they still do like that all you can eat thing? Don't they do an all you can eat pasta day?
They do like an all you can eat pasta thing. I'm not so brave as to attempt that. And I'm also too poor. But they do have like all you can eat like soup and salad.
Yeah. And they have the breadsticks everybody raves about.
The breadsticks are
good.
The breadsticks are totally, yeah, they're totally fine.
I don't know if it's considered a competition or not, but I have never been able to fully enjoy Olive Garden because every time I eat it, I think I like Pasta House better.
Because
I like their rolls and their salad way better than Olive Garden.
I did wish I was at Pasta House at one point during the trip.
Yeah, I like Pasta House.
You sound so sad.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Well, we got there like right when it opened. So like Pasta House is a different place, right? You know, Saturday night at Pasta House, it's bumping. People are having drinks. People are having a nice time. We were sat like right next to the bar and the bartender was like really loudly complaining the whole time.
About
stuff
what?
That we should not have been hearing.
What was she complaining about?
Just like, you know, life and work and Olive Garden mostly.
These people keep ordering the breadsticks.
That's the best way to get people in the doors. Complain about the place you work at real loud in front of the customers.
Go. Yeah. Somebody ordered a coffee, I guess. And it was like 11 a.m. on a Sunday, so I feel like coffee's not an unreasonable thing to order. But she was kind of mad that somebody
she had to make it?
I guess. I don't know. But she was mad that somebody ordered coffee and was like, I guess she sounded mad that the waiter like allowed them to order the coffee.
All right, listen, do you know how hard it is to make to brew coffee with the machines they have? It's not. You put it in the basket, you put the basket in, you hit the button and go. It's not that hard.
Well, she was mad about a lot of stuff. I mean, that was like not even her biggest problem that day.
She probably had other things going on.
Yeah.
Home.
Andrew seems very protective of her.
Yeah, he really is.
Well, I feel like I really got to know her.
He knows all of her problems.
Yeah,
you know?
She was speaking so openly about all of her issues.
So, John, thanks for filling in for me on Friday.
My pleasure.
It's a long time, isn't it?
4 hours is a lot. It's a lot. But Andrew had me so well prepared. I mean, he really is very good at what he... Well, that's the thing about this show. Everybody in this show is very good at what they do. And that's why it works.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, John.
It's hard to put a team of people together. I mean, it's not easy, you know, because you usually got one in there.
But Wheeler's gone.
Poor Kevin.
We had a bunch of fun on Friday. It was cool. It was a good time.
And thank you to Andrew for coming out yesterday, pre-Olive Garden, to go to the AFSP Out of the Darkness Walk, suicide prevention. He came out there with me, and we met some nice listeners, and... Yeah, in spite of the rainy morning, it was a good event.
Went on a nice little walk. There were some listeners out there, and we got to meet Tony Scott's wife.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Who's extremely cool.
Extremely cool.
I know she listens to the show a lot.
She does. It seems to be a point of a contention in the marriage.
Listening to us instead of Tony.
Yeah, because he introduced me and shaking her hand, and she's like, "I listen to you every day." I'm like, "Well, that's so sweet. Thank you so much." And Tony's like breathing down my neck. He's like, "Yeah, she had to listen to me."
That's awesome.
Tony's the best.
Tony is the best.
I love him.
Tony was doing all the stage announcements and stuff like that.
My wife went with us, and she really wanted to get on this playground equipment. Did you hear that, or were you
playground equipment?
What? Tuning out our yapping alongside you. Yeah, she's like, "I'm going to go jump in that." And I'm like, "There is standing water 2 inches deep on all of this equipment. Please do not dive headfirst into that swing or whatever."
Wait. She wanted to be on the playground?
Is there
an adult playground?
There's little, like, well, I mean, I don't know if we would use those words, but you don't have to call it that. But it's like, you know, a playground.
Oh, heard the adult toy story the other day. That is awesome, Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
That's great stuff.
That was one of my most airheaded moments on the show, and that's saying a lot, really.
Did you hear this story?
No.
Oh, so good.
We used to play this game called Craigslist Prices Right.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Where you go through Craigslist and find all these different items. And I found one that was an adult toy, and that just didn't sink in with me.
It like, was a torso.
Yeah, it was a torso. And I just, I looked at it and I saw nothing. Like, I don't know. Like, I was just like, okay, this is an adult toy.
So
and
live on the air, she starts describing it. And I said, you mean an adult toy? And she blew right through me. She's like, yeah, Dave, an adult toy. They make toys for adults.
An adult toy, yeah.
And she got to the point where there
was... Ever been on Craigslist before?
The number of entries. And then she was like, oh.
Yeah. It took a while to sink in.
I love the idea of you seeing the headline adult toy and thinking, oh, they make toys for adults.
Yeah, it's just like, okay. Sure.
The description as she was reading it was not pulling any punches either. It was like, it was pretty, it was pretty graphic.
It let you know what you were buying.
Yeah, it was pretty graphic.
Yeah, I remember reading certain words and being like, I should not have read that on the radio. That was bad.
Begs the question, so who's good. Buying used torsos?
Who's listing like used torsos?
Yeah.
Who's listing and then purchasing used torsos on the St. Louis Craigslist?
I'll meet you at QT. I'll be the guy in the white van.
No, nothing shady. We're going to meet at the lobby of the police station to exchange this used silicone torso.
Wow.
124 DGS on KMOX. There are days my thin voice sounds especially thin, and today's one of those days. Not sure what it is.
Extra weekend day. That's
is that what
it is. Yeah, I think so.
Sounds good to me.
I lost my pipes.
I mean, you sound fine to me. Yeah. I don't notice any difference. It's just that I think you're probably feeling like you've been gone for a long time.
It's hard to be on a show with Wheeler. I'll tell you that.
Oh.
When you have a voice like mine.
He's loud.
Oh.
No, it isn't.
Got some pipes.
Big and deep.
You don't need that. You got a good delivery, though.
You're very sweet.
Yeah, that's what you need. It doesn't. I mean, you got this guy over here. He's like, you don't want two of those.
There couldn't be two of those.
Couldn't be two.
When we went to see Craig Gass the other night at the Funny Bone, and I would say this in front of Wheeler, and I will when he comes back, because we make fun of him for this all the time. He is one of the single sweetest, most genuinely nice people I've ever known.
Yes.
But I was going to kill him. I'm early to everything, and I got to a comedy show early, and comedy shows don't start until later because, like, the whole rock star thing. So for about 50 minutes, we just sat at a table, and he didn't stop talking.
Wow.
And I'm not exaggerating. And there were three comics. You know, Craig was the headliner. There's a guy in the middle, and there was a hostess. And she was very young. You can tell she's going to be good, but she was very young. She's going to be the least impactful. And he laughed harder at her than any of the other comedians.
Yeah.
And it was just...
Did he have the kind of laugh that when he did it, everybody looked at him?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Having been to comedy shows with Wheeler before, yes. The answer is yes. If the question
was
starts...
Was he like that at mine at least?
Yeah.
Thank God.
When the question starts, did he? The answer is always
yes.
When it's Kevin at a comedy show.
And he does these things. He has an old man thing too, where he'll laugh really loud. I can't even impersonate it. And then he'll do one of these. He'll wipe his eye and go, oh, that's so true.
He does that on the show all the time.
It really did happen like that. Yeah.
God love him.
He's so sweet. That's really nice that he was laughing really
hard.
It's
so sweet. He's having the best time of anybody.
Oh, that's really nice.
White people really do walk like that. It's true. Oh, it's true.
That's pretty good, Andrew.
There's nobody like that guy. Nobody like him. He is special.
You've been on wheels for a long time.
Yeah. I remember when I started at 101, I knew him before that, but I never really spent a lot of time around him. Uh-huh. We had spoken on the phone a couple of times. That's it. We had done, I did an interview with him once. But I started, and he was midday, I was afternoon, but when we would cross paths, it would be for like a couple of minutes, and that was it. And everybody was like, oh, Kevin, he talks a lot. I'm like, he does? I didn't notice it until I started here. Very first day, we're in the office together. I'm like, oh, my God, he does. He does not stop.
One of my first things was when he first got on the show, we all went to a game together. And my son Nick went too. And Nick's a huge baseball sports nerd. And Wheeler talked to him for an hour. And afterwards, I was like, he's the greatest guy ever. He talked to Nick for an hour. Like, I didn't realize he could have been talking to an usher.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
134 DGS and KMOX coming up at 2 p.m. live in studio. We have Ozzie Smith.
Very cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm going to say hi to him on your way out.
Yeah. I love Ozzy.
Yeah. Great guy.
I mean, that was my, you know, as a kid in the 80s, that was the first guy.
Doesn't get any better.
That was the first dude. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Really attached to him. Awesome.
I feel awful physically, and I think it's because, and I guess I'm just this fragile. My power went out this morning. At like 4:30, I have a couple of fans that blow right on me because I like it cold and I like a lot of activity.
Yeah,
and it just like just stopped. So then just laid there for a while, miserable. Got ready in the dark, no coffee. Came in early. Yeah, so I'm just like.
Yeah, that's not everything. Good. That's a bad
weird.
Start.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
No coffee can ruin your day.
Yeah, when I was driving in, feeling insane, and I'm like, this. I know that coffee isn't cocaine, but if I'm feeling this out of sorts and weird because I haven't had my coffee yet, that's kind of a scary thing.
You know, I know it does something. And it's because when you have your first, I don't know, like when I have the first few sips of it. I'm like four or five sips in, and I'm like, I'm feeling it. Mm-hmm. So either it's in my head, or I'm really actually feeling the caffeine. There's that first feeling of, oh, hell yeah, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you definitely
let's go.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I've
I
never,
love it so much.
I've never had a substance problem. Thank God, knock on wood, people close to me have. But that's as close as I come, as far as like having a substance that has an effect on me that I need every day, but it's socially acceptable, so no one gives me any trouble. But if it were taken away, I would really struggle.
Yep. I lost a bet once, and that was my punishment, no coffee for a week. And yeah. I stuck to it, and that sucked.
I bet.
I really hated that.
Andrew, can I bring up a weird topic with you?
Sure.
I love you. when we were at the AFSP walk and we were communing with our listeners and your lovely wife was there and they were bringing up how funny the hammock stuff is. Mm-hmm. And she was like, hammock? What do you mean hammock? Mm-hmm. And you were like, oh, it's nothing. Nothing to see here. Hey, look, let's go get some snow cones. Mm-hmm. Was she mad?
No, she wasn't mad. So she doesn't get to listen to the show because she's at work when our show's on. And then I don't tell her what we talked about on the show if it was about her. So she just didn't know that I'd been talking about the hammock and the hammock related things on the radio at all. She did bring it up later when we were on the way to Olive Garden. She was like, "So hammock thing, what's up with that?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" And she's like, "Well, what have you been saying about it?" And I was like, "The truth? That you love Hammy more than you love me."
Hammy.
Is that what you call it?
That's what I named it. Him.
You know, I really thought this was going to go a different direction, and we were going to find out that he's been lying about the hammock the whole time.
Andrew's not weird at all. He's just lying.
I have the most normal, average life.
The mouse thing didn't happen. The mouse traps didn't happen.
I live in like a pristine modern house in Chesterfield. Yeah. Everything in its right place. No, I, cause she was like, cause the first time with the listener, cause first the listener said, "Oh, so you're loving your hammock, huh?" And she was like, "I'm doing what now?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, yeah. You remember, you know, you love your hammock." And she's like, "I do. Why does this guy know that?" And then when we stepped away from him right over to, Tony and his wife. And Tony was like, "Oh, hammock, huh?" And she's like, "Okay. What are you saying about this hammock?" And I'm like, "That you spend all your time in it."
Did you tell her the thing about how you can, you know, whenever you want, you can just...
Whenever I want it. Yeah, I did tell her that.
What is this?
You were here for this.
That's right. You were
going
so...
Let me tell this.
Okay, but you have to tell it in the way that...
I'll do my best.
Because...
I'll do my best.
You were weird, too. I'm the only weird one.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
So this is when Trish was here.
Okay.
And over the weekend, Trish told me it's the funniest thing she's ever heard on the show. Because she was here for it. And he was rolling out how his wife sleeps in the hammock. And what I was trying to get at was, well, you're a married couple and, you know, she's sleeping separate from you. And... like, are you close to her? Like, can you cuddle? That kind of thing. That was what was in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But what I said was, can you touch her? And I'm not sure what he was trying to say.
Okay.
But what he said was, when I want it.
Oh, you guys.
What I was trying to say,
and Trish lost it.
Yeah,
I was like,
I mean,
did you just say when I want it? Ew.
Can you touch her? When I want it.
Can you touch her?
Feeling frisky.
So what I actually said.
Just walked out.
What I actually said was, if I wanted, like WANTED.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't sound like that.
No, it didn't.
It sounded like I said, if I want it.
I want it right now.
And so, and because I'm thinking of, Dave doesn't know the layout of my home and where she is relative to me. So, but I'm picturing that in my head. So I'm not thinking that he's asking, like, is she within reach of you? I thought he was asking, like, something
happened. What are your marital rules?
And I was like, I mean, I guess if I wanted to, I could try.
Dude, it was so gross. It was so gross. I'm so glad you weren't here for it.
Yeah,
so
I'm pretty glad I wasn't here, too.
The two humans trip and fall at the same time. That was pretty gross.
It's not great.
Asking one of my co-hosts if he can touch his wife.
And he responds, if I want it.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah. And Trish and Dave and I don't really notice anything's weird yet.
Yeah,
we're just looking at each other. And Trish goes, what?
Isn't that like the problem with this show is like we're all so used to each other that like we can get weird sometimes. And then it's like, oh, there are people listening who are probably like very weirded out.
Just
right
like
now.
Andrew's like, what are the listeners? Daddy's in the mood.
Yikes.
One of the listeners that we met at the walk, because I have quite a few listeners who will say things like, oh, you were an acquired taste. I have to admit, like, my wife loved you, but I didn't like you at first, but I like you now. I'm used to that. And this guy was just like, oh, man, I hated you at first. And then he's like, I can't believe the terrible things you say about yourselves. Like, Dave, talking about you were a crappy attorney, and you may have to go back to that one day. And Andrew, he just kept on going. And he's like,
listing off all of our flaws.
Yeah, like, maybe he's got maybe I shouldn't be saying all this stuff.
Rachel's perfect, but everybody else.
No. I didn't know what an adult toy was. That's one problem.
It's funny. I was kind of thinking out loud about this when we were walking that day. That I think the listeners yesterday, yeah, that far off event of yesterday morning. I think that because we are all very honest about ourselves and like very honest, you know, with the listeners on the air and stuff, that I think they feel emboldened to be very, very honest with us. And generally, I love that. But sometimes you do, like, when people are like, oh, Andrew, I got to tell you, like, you make me laugh, but you're the stupidest man I've ever heard. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, if you got hit by a garbage truck, like, that'd be fine. I would think that was pretty funny. And it's like, oh, thanks. Hey, thanks, man, I guess.
Yeah, there was at one point on the trip.
I have to say that.
It was very hot in Japan, like very hot, and I kept sweating through my clothes. And at one point, I like took like a Snapchat to send to my sister-in-law to just be like, look how disgusting this is. And I had sent it to Kurt, and he's like, is it okay if I send this to my mom? It's funny. And I was like, dude, you have no idea how much I've embarrassed myself on the radio. Like, send her whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
The deed is done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares?
I left a shirt that I was going to wear yesterday while we watched football at my dad's house. And so I left my house without a shirt on and just walked to my dad's house without a shirt on.
How far is that?
Not that far. Like,
well,
half
it's pretty
a mile,
far
maybe.
Without a shirt. You walked half a mile without a shirt?
Yeah. And I felt
no
kind
shirt.
Of the, yeah, no shirt. I felt kind of the same way. I was like, when Megan was like, you have to put on a shirt. And I was like, who cares?
Wait, when did you do this?
Did you just cuss?
No. I definitely didn't cuss when I was talking to her.
During the daytime.
Yeah.
You walked through a residential street for half a mile wearing no shirt.
Yeah, it was like 2:30.
Do you think people thought you were lost?
No, because she was with me.
Oh, okay.
Megan?
Yeah. She had all her clothes on. It was just me.
Well, yeah, we figured. Why didn't you just throw on like an undershirt?
Well, I kind of didn't. Well, okay. The truth is because I thought we were going to drive. So I thought I would just be shirtless from the walk from the house to the car. Shirtless. But instead she was like, well, no, we're walking because blah, blah. And there's going to be a bunch of cars in the driveway and stuff. And I was like, oh, off we go then.
Why did you not want to have a shirt on?
I didn't not want to have a shirt on, but I had another shirt waiting for me at his house.
Okay.
You are so weird.
Yeah, weird I know. Guy.
Like, I had a shirt waiting for me today, too. But I never once thought about driving here with looking like Rachel's adult toy.
Torso.
Torso.
I would never have, like, come to work like that. But it was just like, you know.
Well, other than the work photo you uploaded to Instacart with no shirt.
Sitting on a toilet.
Oh, God.
I was at home for that photo.
Andrew, you remember that wasn't it a football coach who got drunk and went through the drive-thru naked? Like
yes.
A Wendy's?
Yes.
I forgot who that was.
I do too, but I think it was a college coach, right?
Yeah, that sounds right. Would you go to a drive-thru with your shirt off?
Yeah, I think I probably would.
Like, you'd roll up there to the window with
yeah.
no shirt.
Yeah, I feel like I've probably done that before on, like, vacation or something.
He pulls up to the window. He's like, no.
I'm
on
vacation.
Vacation.
It's fine. I just left the beach.
151 DG asks Ozzy Smith will be here live in studio at the top of the hour. Rach and Ronj and I were just talking about how galactically stupid it is to drink alcohol at all.
Oh, yeah.
I'm no expert. But I've seen articles where it's like any amount of alcohol is just poison. It's a poison.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects your brain in a way that you have fun for a while. But Ron's just talking about having a few, and Rach had a couple drinks in Japan. I recently went out with Michael Kelly. And yeah, it's just kind of dumb.
It's so bad. I'm not going to not, though.
Right.
It's just so bad. But you get like that first one, and you feel like, oh, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a day today.
I mean, it's different, right?
Yeah.
It's different. But it's not a lot different than eating a bunch of crap food.
No.
As far as like when you do it, you feel awful and you're never doing that again.
Yeah.
And then a couple days later, you're like, no, sounds good.
Yeah.
Right.
A triple cheeseburger.
Man, speaking of crap food, I ordered the viral Domino's pizza last night. Have you guys seen this on TikTok or anything?
Mm-mm.
It is
Oh, it's like extra cheese and then a different sauce. And
It's like the Parmesan Alfredo sauce instead of marinara sauce. Bacon, Philly cheese steak. We added onions, even though that's not a part of the viral pizza. And then like extra cheddar cheese. Dave, don't react like that.
I'm already not feeling well. You're like,
sorry.
I was texting Rach. I'm like, I really think I might throw up now. She's like, so onions weren't on it.
Oh. We added the onions.
We went ahead
fun.
And got it.
Well, Dave, close your ears. How was it?
It was really good. Okay. Like, if you wanted some trash pizza, like, that definitely scratched an itch. So.
Oh, trash pizza. Donald's will love that.
Well, no, you know what I mean.
Between him and Olive Garden.
No.
We have our advertising budget
set. If you want some trash
set.
Pizza.
I'm not saying Domino's is trash. I'm saying, like, whenever you do the Alfredo sauce instead of the marinara, you're going for a certain, like, all right, I don't want to be healthy right now. I want to.
Yeah, there's
I
a level
some
of
trash
fatness
food.
There.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It was really good. It was a nice welcome home.
All that great food in Japan, you came back and got.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to get the Domino's.
What was the best thing you ate there?
Probably we did go to a Wagyu steak restaurant. That was pretty awesome. It was pretty, pretty good. And then we also did yakiniku, which is just like you like barbecue at the table.
That sounds fun.
And they
fun.
Bring you a bunch of different meats and you, so that was awesome.
What's the worst thing you had?
There was like a flan, like a, it's hard to explain. It was like eel and oyster.
Eel flan will do it.
Yeah, and it was like warm and like it's just not my thing. I can't do it.
I'd love to do that place. There was the documentary about it like 10 years ago. The guy in
Hiro Dreams of Sushi.
That's it. Where it takes months, like 8 months to even get in. It's very small and he just prepares sushi.
You have to make rice for 10 years when you work there before you ever touch fish. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Very. I would love to go there too.
Is that in Tokyo or is it?
I'm pretty sure. Okay. I don't know exactly where, but yeah, we did like an omakase sushi night too. That was pretty incredible.
What was the picture of all the tuna buffet you showed me?
That was, we took a day trip out from Tokyo to a beach.
Was that your food?
That was my food. Yeah.
That's
and
crazy.
It was actually great. You could go to the Shinagawa, train station and buy tickets for like this excursion. Basically, like you buy your train ticket out to this beach, then they give you a ticket for this tuna meal that you can get at all these different little local restaurants, and then they give you another ticket to like take a ride on a boat or something.
That's cool.
And it was very affordable, and we just did that, and we didn't go out on the boat. We ended up just walking around, but it was like totally worth it. It was really, really fun.
Did I mishear you, or did you say a buffet? Did you say there was a buffet you went to?
No, I didn't go.
Okay, okay. I was like, didn't.
Yeah, the picture she showed me had like 8 kinds of tuna.
Okay, because I'm like, there's no way they do buffet. I think we're the only fatties who do buffets, right?
Well,
this country.
There were breakfast buffets at some of the hotels, which is nice. But yeah, there was no like Golden Corral that I could have hit up. But I would have went if it was available.
But you did go. Where'd you go on your first night?
We went to Outback Steakhouse. It was fun.
And was it Outback Steakhouse-y?
Yeah, it was absolutely.
Like, other than the Japanese people, could you have been in O'Fallon, Missouri?
Yes. Yes, it was. I got the Bloomin' Onion, and it was delicious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rachel posted that photo of being at Outback, and I'm like, I said to her, I go, you went all the way to Japan to go to Outback? And she goes, I'm going to other places, Chris.
I'm like, yep, I came all the way here, and this is the only place I'm eating at the whole time.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.